He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on The Jason Kirkman Show.
I hope you're having a great day. I sure am. I'd like to encourage you to do something special today. It doesn't really matter what it is as long as it's special. Make yourself and perhaps a few others a memory that will last a lifetime. I really wish I could do that every day. You know, I never get tired of hearing my son tell me how much he loves me. I'll bet he says it about a half a dozen times a day. And sometimes it's even accompanied by a big hug. He made me a promise when he was about 5 years old, on his own and unprovoked, without encouragement. He said, "Daddy, I'm never going to get too big to hug and kiss you." He often reminds me of that promise and tells me I will never have to remind him of it. I think of all the things my son has ever given me, that one sweet promise of a five-year-old is the best gift I've ever been given. Well, I just thought I would give you that today. This is The Jason Kirkman Show, and I want to promise you this. I'll never get too big to enjoy the music. That was Bob Seger with Old Time Rock and Roll, and I'm going to honor his request. I'm going to pull out some Old Time Rock and Roll. Here's Sam Cooke with Twistin' the Night Away.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twistin' the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run,
Man, you find the old and young twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know, but man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while. The night away. Here's a fella in blue jeans dancing with the older queen, who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. One more time.
School police at the Krista McAuliffe Middle School in Houston, Texas, threatened to arrest a 13-year-old girl this last year because they were convinced that she was trying to pass counterfeit money as her cafeteria payment. They were unaware that her payment was actually valid U.S. currency. They had never seen a $2 bill before. I have one in the other room. It is a valid currency.
To see an uncle of mine the other day. He's my rich uncle, and he's the first man around home to ever build one of these modern houses. It's the prettiest thing that ever you did see. Great big thing with a whole lot of different rooms in it. And he says, come on, let me take you through the house and show you the different rooms and what they're for. I said, all right. So we started in, and he says, now this here's the bedroom. Well, I can see that. There's beds around in it. He says, you see that bed over there in the corner? He says, that's a fine old bed, and it's worth a lot of money. Why, he says, that bed goes back to Louis the 14th. Well, I said, we got one over at the house that goes back to Sears Roebuck the 15th. 15 cents is all I got. Dollars all I crave. 15 cents to buy me a drink and a dollar to take my grave. Well, so he said, I have to go out and cut a little stove wood, so you go ahead and look over the house yourself. Well, I got to wandering around back in there, and I come across a little room that I don't think they aim for me to find. It is sort of shelved off like they're ashamed of it, but I found it just in time, and it is the prettiest thing you ever seen. It had a horse trough in there, the prettiest thing you ever seen, and over on the side there, sticking on the wall, there was a little white bowl-like thing with a couple of spouts on it. Now, it is to wash your face in, but it wasn't no count. It had a hole in the bottom of it, and the water had run right out just fast. You put it in there. Finally, I stuck a corn cob down in it, and then it was all right. Well, sitting over on the other side was the prettiest thing of all. It set about 2 feet high, and it is to wash your feet in. But it is the handiest thing. You could wash one foot, jerk a little lever, and get some clean water for this foot. Yes, sir. And it had two lids on it. One right on top of each other, just like that. Well, sir, I didn't know why it had two lids until I raised that top one up, and the bottom one was mighty near it wore out. It had a big hole wore clear through it. Well, sir, I took them off and put it in my suitcase and took them home with me, and Ma made the prettiest breadboard out of that top one you ever seen. They framed my picture in the oven.
15 cents is all I got. Dollars all I crave. 15 cents to buy me a drink and a dollar to take my grave.
That was Grandpa Jones with 15 cents is all I got. Let's rock it up a little bit. Here's Wanda Jackson with Hot Dog That Made Him Mad.
I've got a guy. I like him fine. But he takes me for granted all of the time. To teach him a lesson, make him mad, I went out on a date with the best friend he had. That made him mad, boy. Hot dog, that made him mad. And he hugged me and he kissed me and he asked me not to do it again. Oh, late last night when I came in, he demanded to know just where I'd been, but I really put him right in his place. Instead of an answer, I laughed in his face. That made him mad, boy. Hot dog, that made him mad. So he hugged me and he kissed me and he asked me not to do it again. Change that he would leave. Well, you should have seen him. Was his face red when I laughed and told him just go right ahead? That made him mad, boy. Hot dog, that made him mad. So he hugged me and he kissed me and he asked me not to do it again. Well, the moral is to play it cool. Let your guy know you're nobody's fool. When he gets to thinking you're all his own, let him know that you can take him or leave him alone. That makes him mad, boy. Hot dog, that makes him mad. And he'll hug you and he'll kiss you and he'll ask you not to do it again. Yeah, he'll hug you and he'll kiss you. He'll squeeze you and he'll please you. And he'll ask you not to do it again.
Earlier this year, police in Brighton, Ontario responded to what was reported by neighbors as a very serious domestic dispute involving shrieks like, "I hope you die." Well, they entered the residence and found a man all by himself, well, almost, arguing with his pet parrot. The man said he was frustrated because the bird was, and I quote, beaking off at him. No arrests were made. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Hey! He's free as a breeze. He's always at ease. He lives in the jungle, hangs by his knees, and swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BVDs. He got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star. Yeah, he's gonna go far. Carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered Chet's guitar course COD. Makes A, E, working on B. Digs C and W and R and B. And me and the chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it. Guitar Zan, he's a guitar man. Jane, last name, kind of homely and plain. Loves her just the same, cause she kindles a flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane. Pet monkey, he likes to get drunk and sing boogie woogie, and it sounds real funky. Come on, your time, boy. Here we go. Sing one, monkey. Let's hear it for the monkey. On Saturday night, they need some excitement. Jane gets right, monkey gets tight. Voices unite in the pale moonlight. Sounds all right, yeah, it's dynamite, it's out of sight. Let's hear it right now.
Baby, oh, oh, oh.
Thanks to all of the stations that carry the Jason Kurtman Show. Real quick, there's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. Also, our latest sister station, KTMN, 97.9 out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, Oldies Radio 104.3 FM in Cairo, West Virginia, WVPV, proud to be first in Ritchie County. WVPV stands for West Virginia's Proud Veterans. RememberWinRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina. The Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of the beautiful islands. And Q-Star Radio down in the southeast beautiful Florida. WYAP 107.7 FM out of Clay, West Virginia. AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco, California. Classic Hits 1630 AM just a little north of me in Denver, Colorado. And WRock at WLOR.net. They're based out of Boston. DeepOldies.com, DarkClassicsRadio.com, and WRSG 91.5 serving Middleburn, West Virginia. I'm so glad to be a part of their family. They've made me feel that way. Their Knights Radio station is staffed by three periods of high schoolers, along with several eighth grade honor students. How great is that? WFSN 96.7 FM in beautiful Union City, Pennsylvania. That's a pretty historic area. I hope to go there someday. And the American Senior Radio Network in Vancouver, Washington. And how cool would it be to go to Europe and visit some of our cousins? We have them there. Yes, we do. And they listen to Radio Satellite 2 out of Paris, France. Thanks so much to all of you for carrying the Jason Kurtman Show.
Take a walk, son. Stop looking at my home. You better go and find yourself another chick someplace. Yes, you better take a walk, boy. Stop eyeing my pride and my joy. Or I'm gonna make a few changes in your face. You think I don't know what you've been thinking? That you'd like to
take my woman away from me. But she's mine and she's gonna stay that way forever. And you ain't gonna take nothing but the time to leave, tell him you talk. In your head, son, you better use it and try to talk your feet into moving you out of this town. Cause if you keep trying to push yourself off on my woman, you might just wind up pushing little daisies up from the ground. Yeah, so you better take a walk, son. I've been looking at my woman. You better go and find yourself another chick someplace. Yes, you better take a walk, boy. Stop buying my pride and my joy. I'm gonna make a few changes in your face, tell if you talk.
Flying was his biggest phobia. Why? Well, in one cross-country flight, the plane he was on was forced down due to mechanical failures, and he found himself in the middle of Oklahoma, and he needed to get back to New York. He was unwilling to step back into the airplane after his harrowing ordeal, so he walked into a hardware store and asked the owner for a loan of $200 to cover some train tickets back to the Big Apple. This was early in his career, and he wasn't really well known. The store owner wanted some proof that he was semi-celebrity and that he could afford to pay back the $200. So he offered him to go next door and watch a movie with him. And an hour into the film, there he was on screen. His name? Jackie Gleason. And he got his $200 loan.
Now when I get the blues, I get me a rocking chair. Get me a rocking chair. Well, the blues overtake me, gonna rock right away from here. Now when I get lonesome, I jump on the telephone. When I get lonesome, I jump on the telephone. I call my baby, tell him on my way back home. Now flip, flop, and fly, I don't care if I die. Now flip, flop, and fly, I don't care if I die. Don't ever leave me, don't ever say goodbye. Give me one more kiss, hold it a long, long time. Give me one more kiss, hold it a long, long time. Now love me, baby, to the feeling hits my head like wine. Here comes my baby, flashing a new gold tooth. Here comes my baby, flashing a new gold tooth. Well, she's so small, she can mumble in a payphone booth. Now flip, flop, and fly, I don't care if I die. Now flip, flop, and fly, I don't care if I die. I don't ever leave me, don't ever say goodbye. I'm like a Mississippi bulldog sitting on a hollow stump. Like a Mississippi bulldog sitting on a hollow stump. I got so many women, I don't know which way to jump. Now flip, flop, and fly, I don't care if I die. Now flip, flop, and fly, I don't care if I die. Now don't ever leave me, don't ever say goodbye. Oh my.
I've got a pocket full of dimes, and I'm almost willing to bet them all that you're getting ready to plan your family vacation. Well, why don't you consider coming out to southern New Mexico, because there's a lot to see and do here, and we'd love to show you around. Check out all that we have to offer at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. All of those sites are linked at my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. I'd almost be willing to bet my second pocket full of dimes that you might just leave here wishing that you lived here. As always, today's show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com. And I'm going to tell you, they've got some fantastic products. I personally use the degreaser on my barbecue grill and my indoor George Foreman grill as well. I won't use anything else. They've been around since 1906. They are an American tradition, todaysfullerbrush.com. Why not make some fantastic memories this week with the ones you love? That's not too hard of a question, is it? It seems like such an easy question. I'll tell you what, I'll see you next time on this fantastic station right here with me on the Jason Kurtman Show.
Do you, or don't you, love me?
Such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer?
Tell me.
Question, why can't I get an answer? All you do is give a sigh and beat around the bush. Can it be that you're too shy to give yourself a little push? Can you? And beat around the bush. Can it be that you're too shy to give yourself a little push? Can you, or can you tell me? Is it such an easy question? Why can't I get an answer? To such an easy question, why can't I get an answer?